chapters speaking of courage through In the Field.
Exactly.
Which is three chapters altogether. Speaking of courage, notes, and In the Field. And we're going to be asking each other questions in the chapters.
Yeah,
we're going to comprehensive chapters as one.
Not only asking questions, but, you know, discussing these chapters. And hopefully, you know, giving you a nice little podcast to listen to. Maybe when you sleep.
So let's go. Okay, so I'm going to ask Vincent Salerno. Do you want me to say your last name? I'm going to say Vincent. I'm going to ask Vincent first question.
Spins you around.
About chapter Speaking of Courage. Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do this. Why do you think he thinks?
Okay.
Is he Tim O'Brien?
No. He would be referring to
Bowker.
We're talking about Bowker, right?
Yeah, we cleared it up, and he is referring to Bowker.
Yeah.
So, why do you think Bowker thinks about telling his father about how he almost won the Silver Star?
Yeah.
Why does he think about that?
Well, I think anybody in that situation would be thinking, like, oh, you know, I want to tell my father this. Now, in the story, his father, you know, won the Silver Star. So I feel like it would be, you know, almost like as, you know, like father, like son. He's trying to tell him, like, I almost won it, but he's a little bit ashamed because he says he screwed it up, you know. He didn't have the courage to get it. And I feel like he's really, really insecure about that. Do you have anything to add on that, Chase?
That was a pretty good answer to the pretty solid question.
Pretty solid question?
I think so.
We can, you know, we could talk about some more things if you'd like. About this question.
Did it elaborate on his dad? What do you say his dad would be? Disappointed, upset, proud that he almost got a Silver Star?
I mean, personally, I feel like his dad would be accepting because he, not only did he not get the star, but I feel like as a loving father, he'd be like, you know, you did go through some traumatizing things.
True.
And, you know, he's not gonna be like, oh, you know, Chase is putting down my pattern.
Yeah, sorry guys.
He's not gonna be like, oh, okay, my son didn't get a Silver Star, I got a Silver Star, I'm gonna disown
my son. He's not gonna disown and not love him anymore.
You know,
he still went through Nam.
He still went through Vietnam War and you know, it's a traumatizing thing.
Shall we move on to you asking me a question?
I think we shall.
Okay, so we're going to move on to Vincent asking Chase a question.
Yeah.
Vincent, proceed.
So my question for you, Chase, is going to involve the chapter notes. And my question is, why do you think Norman Bowker killed himself even after Tim O'Brien wrote the next book, which is what he wanted?
Good question. Question. I think Bowker, he was obviously in the war. He was upset about not getting the Silver Star, which is what
not making his father proud.
Which is what his father got.
We touched on that last question.
That would make any person sad.
Exactly.
On top of
exactly
world of,
you know, dealing with the war in general.
PTSD
and the
overall
effects of the war on
atmosphere
him.
Of Nam. Exactly. On a person's
and
mind, that would do a lot of damage.
Readjusting back to civilization.
Exactly. That would do a lot of damage to the human mind.
Human mind and body.
So he wrote a letter to Tim O'Brien saying, I read your first book.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I really related. You should write another one.
Write another one.
Tim O'Brien felt close to this leather.
Mm-hmm.
Letter.
Yeah.
I said leather.
Okay. It's okay.
We can keep going.
It's okay. It's a podcast. There's mistakes.
Yeah.
We're just having a talk. Chit chat here.
We're literally the camera's been rolling for a minute 30.
Yeah.
Back to track.
Regain consciousness. Get back on track.
Tim O'Brien, so really close to this letter.
Mm-hmm.
Letter. I said letter again. Letter.
Because,
mm-hmm. you know, because he.
I actually...
What author doesn't want to get a letter saying they love their book?
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
And talking even about somebody like that.
Exactly.
So, like, my question follow-up question almost would be
follow-up.
If he would have been able to, you know, get the book before he, you know, committed
suicide,
that act,
took his own life.
Do you think it would have helped or saved him? Or do you think if he would have been able to talk to Tim O'Brien?
The thing is,
he did
get the book. He did. And get Tim O'Brien sent him a copy about 8 months later and took his own life.
Yeah.
That's what's so traumatizing about this chapter.
Do you think if he would have been able to talk to him about
Tim could be like, hey, dude, I relate.
Exactly.
I mean, more too.
Clearly does.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's a sad chapter.
Very sad.
Sad that he took his own life, even though he got the second book, read the second book, I'm sure.
Probably did read it before he died. Right?
Probably a lot on his mind.
Yeah. Maybe the second book was just too much. It brought back too much.
Exactly.
I mean,
comrades dying. Getting hurt, getting shot at.
Getting flashed.
No one knows what that's like.
Except for them.
Except for them.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
That's exactly it.
Shall we move on?
Yeah, we're going to move on to the next topic. We're going to try to be using...
I'm going to ask Vincent his next question.
Yeah. You want to use a transition? Can we?
I don't think we...
We can.
Okay, so turns out this app is not letting us use sound effects, which we were really...
Really pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, we really wanted to use. It's kind of a bummer. So you just tap this. There.
Okay, we're going to switch iPads here.
Okay.
All right.
This is all ready.
Yeah.
You ready for the next question?
I think I am ready.
Okay. Next question. A bulker wants someone that he can talk to about his experiences with. Do you think his father would be a good fit because of his military background? So do you think his father would relate to him because he has a military background?
Well, I mean, that was a really good question, actually. And personally, I think he would. I think anybody, like we were talking about in the last one, the only person who knows about any of that stuff is them.
Exactly.
And even though it was probably
a civilian totally can't relate to war.
Exactly. Unless they, you know.
Been in war.
Exactly. But we were talking about last chapter, although his father probably didn't have the same war experiences, or maybe he did, but nonetheless, I feel like his father would be able to relate to him, know what he was going through, but I feel like Bowker doesn't think that he would, because, you know, his father, very decorated man, you know, a lot of medals.
Yeah.
You know, Bowker wasn't.
Say Michael Phelps
goes
and talks to a 7-year-old kid just starting swimming.
Mm-hmm.
That kid doesn't think Michael can relate to him because
he can.
But he can. He's been in his shoes.
He's gone through that, and he knows how to, you know, deal with it.
That's why.
And
so you think the dad would be a good fit?
I think the dad would totally understand.
I think as well, on top of him being a soldier, his dad.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like talking to their dads?
And the dad would know everything about him to begin with.
Yeah, facts.
Exactly.
And there's the bell, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a break here.
We're going to be getting back to you right after this. Stay cruising.
Stay tuned.
They're recording.
And we're back.
And we're back.
Good evening.
We're going to continue on with the questions here.
We were stopped by the bell last.
The bell rudely stopped us.
But
we were in a zone. We were in the zone.
We're back on the ground.
You're like really close to me right now.
I'm sorry about that. I'll take a little step back.
Really close. All
right.
Okay. All right. Vince is going to ask me a question now.
Oh, I am.
Go ahead, Vincent.
In the chapter field, this is the chapter field, by the way. Why do you think Cross is sad about being their leader in mourning of Kawa's death?
I think he's sad. Good question, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
I think he's sad because he obviously feels responsible.
Mm-hmm.
It was their idea to sleep on that mud,
mm-hmm.
which Kawa drowned in.
Exactly.
Which they found his body in.
I mean, talk about. Let's just step aside for a minute. Talk about a horrible death. I mean, that's scary. Personally,
it is. So, I think he's sad. He feels responsible.
All right. Continue.
He knew
He didn't want to be a leader in the first place. Mm-hmm. He signed up for some position, I forgot. He didn't want to be a leader in the first place. He was put in this position.
Yeah.
So he obviously feels responsible for the death of Kiowa. In the chapter, it states that he knew he should not have let his men sleep in that area.
Yeah.
It could have been dangerous for the soldiers to find them and drown in the mud.
Follow-up question.
Follow-up question here.
Do you think he is responsible? Like, do you think that, like, he should feel this way?
Well, you don't want anyone to feel responsible for the death
mm-hmm.
of a comrade, a friend. But
people have to be...
It was his decision to stop the night in this area.
Mm-hmm. So, and, I mean, people do have to be held responsible sometimes.
But then again, I don't think Kiowa would want...
Well, nobody wants
Cross to be upset about the death.
I mean,
died in mud in the war.
You know, nobody wants this, you know, burden. But sometimes it's a burden that must be held. You know,
must be held. Good quote. All right, now we're gonna move on. I'm gonna ask Vincent here, Questorino. Let me pull up the questions here on my laptop, which. Podcast has. So, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Balker.
Mm-hmm.
Question for Vincent. Balker wants someone that he can talk to about his experiences. Do you think his father would be a good fit because of his military background? I already asked you this question.
You did. Should we move on to the next question and just not think about that, or do you want me to elaborate more?
I think you elaborated enough.
Okay. All right.
We're going to move on here, folks.
Okay.
Vincent,
all right.
How do you think his father would have acted if he knew that his son thought that he didn't show enough courage?
Now, actually, out of the three questions that you asked, I think this one is the most prevalent. Honestly.
Sip of water there.
Sip of water. Can't be dehydrated.
That monotone voice.
Do I think that his father would have acted that way? Towards him, personally, no, I don't. I think any father,
Vincent, continue, please. Okay. Asking Vincent a question here. Vincent, how do you think his father would have acted if he knew that his son thought that he didn't show enough courage?
I personally, I think this is my favorite question. You know,
mine too.
Out of the ones that you've asked, this is the one that's going to hit the hardest. You know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think his father would have been mad. You know, to think that you know his son didn't show courage. Does any man in war really think that he shows enough courage?
No.
I think not.
Yeah.
I think everybody looks back and goes, if I would have just done this or said that or acted this way, I could have saved that guy. Or I could have, you know, done this to prevent something from happening.
A lot of people think that way.
You know, throughout life, but especially during war.
Yep, especially during war, people have this mindset.
And
that
I think
I should have saved this guy. Could have done that differently.
Exactly. And I think his father, being you know, gone through war as well, I think he's realized that over the years. He realized you can't hold yourself to that. And I think his father would understand and say, you know, you're braver than most men, you know.
I feel as if you would have said something on those lines, too. You
do?
I do. I agree with you.
Would you want to elaborate on any of that?
Yeah. So, let me go back to the question here. So, his father is obviously not going to be upset.
No.
That he didn't show enough
He's
courage.
He's not. And after reading that chapter...
But anybody who goes to war shows enough courage, in my opinion. You have enough courage to go to war.
If you could get out there on that battlefield,
yeah,
then you have courage.
Yeah. Now, if I've also heard of stories, you know.
Stories?
Stories. Of people that don't even, you know, they hide all war, or they leave.
AWOL, I think that's called.
What would you say to people like that? I mean, I feel like those people, I mean, I can't blame them. But at the same time, they do have an obligation to be there.
Now, I'm going to look at the definition of AWOL here on my laptop.
All right.
And so let the viewers know, he did not go AWOL. Like
he did not go AWOL. Brought up a pretty,
you know, this is a
term.
Pretty good topic. He looked up the definition of a wall.
Oh. Okay.
It's okay.
AWOL definition, military. There we go. A soldier or other military person who is absent from duty without leave.
Exactly. So, you know.
So, people have gone AWOL because they don't have enough courage to get through war.
Yeah.
So, I think it's...
Showing that he didn't do that gives him a lot of courage.
And absolutely.
A lot of props. And
even if he didn't get enough medals as his dad.
Yeah. I mean, in the end, all those men have their own medals deep down.
It's called their heart.
Okay.
Would you say that, or...?
I don't think it's heart.
What would you call it? Their courage is their medal.
They're all affected, so I feel like they all have a medal deep down to know that they were there.
All right. Yeah. Vince is going to ask me my kind of question now, so we're getting near the end. You're welcome. And Vincent?
All right. We're going to be talking about the chapter field, right? Chapter field.
In the field.
Oh, okay. Why does Cross write Kawa's parents a letter, okay? What does the letter say, all right? What does Cross admit in the letter?
Three-part question here.
Three-part question, and I really want you to go deep on this one because I'm actually interested to see what he wrote in this letter.
For all the marbles.
Yeah.
All right, so in the chapter in the field, Cross writes Kaiwa's parents a letter after he finds out Kaiwa has died, which we talked about earlier. Drowned in the mud.
You know, you could skip back to that. If you need to relapse.
Yeah, if you need to
jog your memory.
Jog your memory. You can just skip fast forward. I don't know the exact seconds, but anyway, finds out about his death, and feels as if he should write his parents a letter. The letter consists of Cross saying how great of a soldier Kaiwa was. How brave he was, which we just talked about.
We talked about
people
bravery,
not having enough courage.
But they they do in the end. Like they might not think it, but everybody around them knows that they did have
the leader of his troop thought so.
Exactly.
So in the letter he says, lots of courage, great soldier, smart guy. He was very upset that he
about his
passed away.
Demise.
He told his parents he felt responsible. The death of their son, because it was his idea to put them in that certain spot, which caused him to drown in mud. And then for the final part, what does Cross admit in this letter? He admits that he hates being a leader. He never wanted to be in a leader in the first place of this.
Do you think that was due to the parents, like a almost relief or state of peace that they, you know, or would, I feel like it would agitate them because it was like, this guy didn't even want to be the leader and he was leading my son. And because of that,
I can see where you're coming from.
Because,
good point.
Because of that, he died.
I see where you're coming from. If I was their parents, I'd be a little upset.
I'd be agitated.
What are you going to do? He's in war. It was the draft.
You know,
things are going to happen.
It was, yeah, exactly.
So he admits that he did not want to be a leader. He hates being a leader. He didn't sign up to be a leader. And the letter can mainly sums up how sorry he is and a lot of great things about their son.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing.
But at the same time, I feel like if I got one of those letters, it would bring me a little bit of peace, though.
Yeah.
You know, hearing from somebody that was actually there. You know,
at least he wasn't captured and tortured and all that.
Yeah.
That usually happens to the prisoners. But anyway, so, good.
Have we
summed up?
We both asked three questions. If you think you liked it, if you were having fun listening along with us, you know, just subscribe, you know.
Actually, Subscribe to PewDiePie.
Yeah, subscribe to PewDiePie.
Don't subscribe to us. Yeah. PewDiePie.
PewDiePie.
Can't have him losing to those. That one channel.
Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you cruising.
Stay tuned with Chase Bridges,
Vincent Salerno,
the VNC Show.